This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. During a series of quick meetings at the UN in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insisted the international community must continue to keep the pressure on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means.
Secretary warned North Korea is trying to get around sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed under international sanctions. U.S. Republican lawmakers have dropped efforts to reimpose a crippling ban on exports to the Chinese telecommunications giant ZTE. It's accused of selling sensitive technologies to Iran and North Korea despite a U.S. trade embargo. The U.S. had barred ZTE from importing American components, particularly putting the company out of business. However, a deal with ZTE was reached in which they will pay a $1 billion fine as well as replace the entire management and board. A comprehensive report on hate crime by the Arab American Institute in Washington says there were nearly twice as many anti-Arab incidents in 2015 and 2016 as were reported by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Among four major case studies, the report highlights the murder of three young Arab American Muslims near the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. That was in the year 2015. The reason given for the crimes, the Muslims' faith. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes hit Hamas targets in Gaza, killing four Palestinians, mostly Hamas operatives, after Palestinian snipers killed an Israeli soldier near the border. Israel said it had no interest in engaging in another war with Hamas. Hamas vows it will continue weekly protest and launching of incendiary devices at Israel. 17 people, including children, were killed when a tourist boat sank, capsized in a place in a lake during a storm in the U.S. state of Missouri. Jenny Carr was an eyewitness, and she said she knew the boat was in trouble and was struggling to try to figure out what to do.
I'm sad, and I want to help, but I can't help. I don't know what to do to help.
31 people were on that vehicle, which can travel on water as well as on land. Officials say 14 people were rescued. An investigation is underway. President Trump's controversial meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki is providing fodder for Democratic candidates running in the U.S. midterm elections in November. Story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Democrats are seizing on President Trump's shifting statements about his meeting with Russia's president and how he broached the topic of Russian operatives interfering in the 2016 election. Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in Kansas.
What an embarrassment it is that we have a president who lies every single day.
Sanders called Trump a bully with migrant children, but
when he came up before Vladimir Putin, he wasn't quite so tough.
Experts from both parties agree that issue alone won't make or break the election for congressional candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Several of Colombia's former leftist guerrillas have been sworn in as members of the legislature. They took their places under the terms of a peace accord that ended a 50-year war and gave the former FARC rebels five seats in both the upper house and the lower chambers of Congress. FARC was a Latin American. It's the last Latin American major rebel group. The accord ended a conflict that took more than 200,000 lives and displaced millions. Britain has recorded the driest weather it has had in 50 years for the first half of the summer. Alex Deacon is with the Met Office. That's the UK's National Weather Service.
Only 47 millimetres of rain across the whole of the UK averaged out, and that happens to be the driest, if we go back for 50 years, so the driest first half of summer that we have. We are right up there, potentially record-breaking in terms of how dry the summer has been so far.
Met Office has forecast a new heat wave weather front is on its way. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.